sex is no longer a dirty word. Where I plan to educate you, stimulate you, and take you places that you've never been before. Welcome to my world.
It's on First Health. They do Wind Down Wednesday too, every Wednesday. It's a dope atmosphere. It's real laid back. Drink special. Food. It's real dope. If you ever get a chance, come and check it out. But they let me come and do my show on location. So, today what we're going to talk about is turn-ons and turn-offs. Physical turn-ons, mental turn-ons, and sexual turn-ons. And the music is going to throw me out because I like dancing. So don't judge me if I start dancing to the music too much. Live with it. I'm sorry. Just live with it. You feel me? But let's get the show started, you feel me? Of course I'm NeNe. Ain't no music intro today because like, you got enough music going on in the background. Y'all need my music today.
Y'all know who I am. What turns you on? What floats your boat? What gets you there?
No, what turns you, we're going to start with what turns you on from the very beginning before you even meet a person. Literally before you meet them, like when you're looking at somebody from afar, you see somebody, what turns you on? Before you say anything to a person, before you ever actually introduce yourself to them, what turns you on about that person? When you just see a person, what turns you on? We ain't that far yet. Listen, hold on.
The body.
We ain't to the fucking part. See, we gotta wait to get there. See, right now we on. You have to come over so they can hear you. They can. I don't know if they can hear you over. You have to come closer so people can hear you.
You want back? Honestly, when I first look at somebody, honestly, I'm like, it's always lust. Because you don't know anybody,
right?
You don't know their personality, you don't know who they are,
right?
It's all sexual attraction,
right? So when you look at somebody, you see like a light skin man, that would turn you on, I think. Turn skin color, turn you on.
It just depends. I mean, it's their swag, how they walk, how they talking.
I like a man with,
they smell,
that's a
turn off. I promise you.
If they think you can be the finest man on earth and you can't even
promise you, but if you smell that shit, then you
like. Why is my mama let her have a phone? My bad, y'all. That was my child calling me. Call my child. Come on, mama. So what turns you on about a woman? When you first see it, the first thing you see, what turns you on? Mama's cell phone, tell Trinity for calling me. So is it big breasts, big booty, is certain skin colors, like is it certain things that you're attracted to more when you see a woman?
It's different for a dude than it is a man because we don't know what their penis looks like.
You a booty man or ass man? Which one do you prefer the most?
You got to have a main shoe game. not too revealing, but just do the best. Let me uncover it. Don't leave a little bit to the mystery. Hey, but how first you got this right here?
It comes, that's all. We ain't there yet. Because when you first meet somebody, you don't know how they change. You don't know what's going on in their head. You don't know how they feel. Like for me, if I see a chocolate man, I'm probably, if he's real chocolate, I'm probably gonna melt. I'm attracted to real dark chocolate. Okay? Don't get it twisted though. Like me, this year, I've been attracted to lighter guys. I don't know, but I prefer chocolate. But like a tall guy, like initial turn on height. Something about a tall guy. I'm short. Something about climbing mountains turns me on.
I can't get a tall guy. There's no but short motherfuckers that want to
fuck. I'm only 5'5", I'm only 5'6", and I can't get a tall guy either. That's the problem. This fool, right? What you say?
You want me to be honest? I don't discriminate.
As a small guy, as a medium guy, as a big guy.
But like
guy.
I said, we broke. I fucked with him.
Yeah.
Hey,
listen.
I mean, but his swag is different, so if he stepped to me, it feels good. And I can't even say that because it's superficial right now to me. It's on the outside, but if you step to me in a type of way where I can't refuse you, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. You are,
He said, bitch, please. So we know that y'all not throwing cash. Is that what y'all saying? Y'all not throwing cash on the
floor? Hey, listen.
Fuck that.
Hey, listen. And there's a lot of my exes on here that's in the woodshop. I ain't never paid the play, but I sold this leaves on.
Listen, a pretty smile. Listen. Oh, my God. Listen.
Every nigga pay to play.
Let me.
Yes, you do.
Hold on, listen. Let me tell y'all something. From the beginning of the time, you paid the pussy.
No.
From the beginning of the time.
No.
Every male on earth has paid for the pussy.
No, man.
Yes, he has. If you take him out on a date, you paying for it. Because at the end of the day, you reaching for a goal.
You got
it. If it's your personality, if it's conversation, or if it's just trying to meet somebody, but at the end of the day, you still trying to fuck. And that's just male instinct.
I'm listening. What you got to say?
That's just male instinct.
What's your rebuttal?
You got three different types. You got three different types of cash.
Okay.
You got a pimp, a player, and a man. That's who you cash three different hands.
Okay.
Now, a player, he's in it for the. Like a sport for him, it's a thrill.
Okay.
And a player might pay you. Now, the pimp, a lot of cats always say they pimp, but they knew the definition of a pimp. But the pimp got a pimp job is to do what his hoe can't do. When she down, he got to do what she would do to get that money. Now, the man, he ain't paying for nothing. He's a connoisseur.
So you see a girl off bat and you fucking her right when y'all meet. You paying for dinner? You going to the movie? So you paying for pussy? You paying for pussy, regardless of how you want to say it. You paying for that pussy. Y'all paying for the pussy? I'm not making sure y'all listening. I ain't taking not nerves. I wish my girl was here right now. I would never. But check this out.
And this is my note to Frank, and I had 7 bitches in 7 days, and each one of them served the purpose. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get the game screwed and fucked around. Now, for you niggas that's playing and tricking,
hold on. Don't stop him. Hold up. No, pause. He was about to stop.
He was about to stop y'all from tricking if y'all want to trick.
Don't listen to him. Do what you gotta do. Don't listen to him. 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 Don
What's your description about the pussy?
I'm just saying, like, you get to an end goal regardless of how you feel about
it. He said $40. Hold up, Will. We ain't work. I ain't no $40 ass motherfucker. We don't do $40.
It costs a G to not at me.
We don't do $40. I don't know what they're doing with $40. We still trying to figure out what they're doing with $40.
I didn't kiss the pinky ring.
Nah, fuck that. We still trying to, honestly, and it doesn't even have to be on no sexual type shit. But just you being, you courting a female. You gonna take her out, you gonna buy her flowers, you doing this and that to get to know her and that
thing. And technically, it's spending money.
It's not, but it's paying for pussy at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you're not going to continue to do this and that if you're not going to get the pussy.
And
this, in this day and age.
They buy niggas outfits, shoes.
I mean, that's a bitch that can't get a nigga. That's a bitch that can't get a nigga.
So it's vice versa. That's a nigga that can't get a chick.
But honestly, even if you can get a chick, you still took a bitch you know you had. You took her out. You took her to the movies. You wind and dine her just to let her know, I like you. So you just out here trying to fuck then.
I'm married. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, though, that's how you making it sound. You out here trying to fuck. Because if
when
we go to old standards, but listen. If we take it back to old school days, a dude would buy her flowers. He would take her out to
that's
eat.
That's
being a gentleman. But at the end of the day, a male instinct is to go for that woman. Regardless of whatever type of relationship you want with her, that's your end result, because you're not about to end the day about to sit here and spend all this money for nothing. And she's like, no, I just want to be friends.
You don't keep spending the money. I used to just say, if she said she just want to be friends, you're going to still spend the money.
If he meet a cold bitch, I promise you, he's gonna be like, it don't even matter, but did you take him out to eat? Did they fuck you on the same night without you doing shit?
Yeah, I had something today.
Nah, answer the question.
I just did.
What do you say?
I had something today. I'm just telling you, you got to understand who I am and where I'm from. You got to understand who I am.
Let's look at it like this. Basically, every man and woman at some point in time in their life, whether they took a man to the movies, some small, we all in lightweight drink on a motherfucker. Do you want to say it? Everybody has.
Everybody has.
But you said you ain't never paid for pussy, but I promise you, you have. Courting ain't nothing different, because at the end of the day, you could
$40 for the pussy.
I bet you any motherfucker that steps up to me.
That's how you paying $40 for the pussy. He said he
pussy and $1,000 to bust anybody.
She said you gotta pay a stack to bust on a pussy, yeah.
Who said that?
She said that.
What did it come with?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
God,
drunk.
Oh, hell no.
She gotta pay for that.
I promise.
$11.
Yeah. Okay, then, I mean, honestly, you are. But the chick that you with, you like her, you saw interest in her.
I do.
You can afford her,
you're not buying that to be her friend. You're buying that to be her nigga. Are you courting? See, that's what I'm saying. Courting, it don't matter if it's courting. Courting and dating showing effort. Y'all confuse that with tricking.
It's not tricking. Y'all call it tricking.
He talking. No, it's not.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though.
We don't call it tricking. It's just y'all paying for pussy. It's not tricking. Y'all put like,
it's courting and dating is showing effort and interest. Versus tricking. There's two different things. And I feel like depending on the mentality of a woman, it depends
tricking
on where it lies with you. If you're
wait a minute.
If a guy that you like and you dealing with and he's taking you on a date, he's taking old Charlie versus a dude taking you to old Charlie, and y'all there you go out and he say, look, I got 300 more, just go ahead and get me into the night. You're selling your pussy.
That's tricking. But at the end of the day,
no, you're selling your pussy.
But at the end of the day, y'all
Personality.
Right. You know what?
Honestly.
I want to be honest.
You know what? Listen, though.
be able to look at you.
And I hate when people be like, well, what's their personality? Well, what if their personality match? The minute we get into an argument, I'm like, you're an ugly motherfucker. The minute you get an argument, you're an ugly motherfucker anyway.
Whatever your attraction is, there has to be a physical attraction. I got to look at you. When I'm mad at you, I'm like, you know what?
It's human nature.
I hate when people discount physical attraction because physical attraction matters.
It does.
Because I don't see your mind first. I see you first.
I see your body. Like, I see your look.
This ain't black.
Your
this ain't black planning when they put fake pictures on the internet type shit.
I see a girl like, who she on her profile picture?
When you look, keep
on
the
straw.
On the
spoon.
He was about to suck on that straw.
That was that dog filter you used. Okay, so mentally, what attracted
you
to somebody?
Oh, 3 years ago.
You had a whole conversation. 16.
Conversation.
You gotta have a
conversation. I mean,
you got to. I got you. Good luck.
See, that's why we're here.
She started this.
I didn't start it. I'm just
saying.
But she did start it with me. I mean, just like. Hey, look, attraction matters unless you Ray Charles. Listen, ain't none of us Ray Charles.
Hey, Ray Charles just grabbed the wrist, though.
I got
to
be finished, right?
Well, look, Ray Charles had that money, so bitches
was going. I don't listen, money. Listen, I'm sorry. I know people say money makes them come. But what makes me come is my money, and he how cute me is. His money ain't gonna make me come. I'm pretty like, if you ugly, you ugly. I'm not gonna date you for your money. I'm sorry. It's not happening. You can't tell me. No, money can't. You can't put a price tag on some of these niggas.
You
no.
Can't. You can't. It's not gonna last long. But some will.
I can't do it. Bro, you ugly. I don't care how much money you throw at me. You ugly still. You still ugly, so.
Hey, yeah. But real talk, it's the thrill of the chase. Don't never get it. It's buzz. Now I can only speak
for
myself. It's the thrill of the chase. It's cat and mouse. Each one of them serves the purpose. But But out of all these seven bitches, I picked a real woman. You know what I'm saying? Because she real talk, it's just an investment. You know what I'm saying?
It's an investment.
A woman likes to feel, first off, a woman wants to
it's
feel.
It's an investment.
Monetary funds ain't much to somebody, you feel me? Ain't nothing them, like, you know what I'm saying, take somebody out of it. You got somebody, like, not
doing
like
something.
Yeah, you still doing something regardless, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, hell, whether you're paying attention or, like, you're paying something out of pocket, whatever, you feel me? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you can't say it like that, but it depends.
Hold up, hold up, a peak game, though, you know what I'm saying?
It could be love, it could be whatever, you still.
Hold on, my sister, you don't let them answer the question. Like I said, it's hard to pinpoint on shit because you got some cats that they be able to get the pussy off the Mac alone, you feel me? But then, you know, you got other brothers that gotta pay for the pussy. That's the only way they know how to get to it. You know what I'm saying? Because those cats, they don't have to pay for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's other cats that's like fucking, let me make shot security shot. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess him, like, that's a recent situation, you know what I'm saying? That, like, you know what I'm saying? Future went to where he flew shorty in town or whatever and out of
those
stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on,
you know?
Listen, I'm glad you brought that up, Paul. Because listen here. Hold on, hold your thoughts. Listen, when that whole situation came up, everybody was like, who's wrong in this situation, Future, huh? For one, ain't nobody wrong, but she's naive to pay for her own way to boyfriend time back come and chill. I'm not paying no $5,000 hotel room and chill. You're going to blow my back out of some $5,000 hotel room.
I promise you. Come on now.
He said he was going to pay her back, but still, I'm not even appealing a $5,000 initially.
But I'm not paying my back though. You want me to fly somewhere?
It seems like a little bit of both parts trying to finesse each other. You feel me on that part? You know what I'm saying?
She tried. Honestly, if you ask me, Future did it the right way. She fell for it, I would have asked. He fell for it. I promise you. He's talking about leaving my son here.
You just want to chill? But suppose it was the bait, though. You understand? Once she went on here and busted up for him, you feel me? What he would have withdrew, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, the hotel booking and all that good stuff when she gave the pussy up? You know, if it was a baby.
He was saying, like, you know what I'm saying, he baited her, right?
You know what I'm saying?
She baited him, and he bit. And he baited her back.
But Future did it the right way. You ask me, I'm not paying for this until you get up here.
Right.
Because how I know I'm paying for something, you might take my money and run with it. You might do a whole bunch of stuff, and then Future withdrew the hotel home, too. Listen. Maybe you're not giving me, come on, you know he won't chill. He wasn't going to refund you for chilling. Chilling? And then he was with his son. Right. He had to leave his son.
Man, Shorty was on Instagram, huh, about like she was trying to get at him on some rap shit or whatever. I don't know about it. That's what everybody say, man.
Honestly, I feel like ain't no man here to see a woman, just to see a woman, unless they're in a relationship, he ain't seen in a long time, he's trying, and even then they're going to fuck.
Exactly. So,
they gotta be buying it real tough if you know what I'm saying, if it's on GP paying. Though. You know what I'm saying? You know, just,
if it's on GP.
You know what I'm saying? Which ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. But it had to be a real song. I mean, it seemed like she didn't even know him for real. We don't know her life story, but I know she had that money. She is paid.
Right.
And
right.
Money didn't hurt her pocket. She's paid. She definitely paid. Ask God, she could have just booked on her hotel. I'm not paying. Right. I'm not paying to fly nowhere.
I'm not. Exactly. I'll come see you. You gonna buy my flight? I'm gonna come see you in the cuddle with you or whatever.
It's not. I don't know her life story. I just feel like as people, we have to be more. We have to be on our P's and Q's before we get. I mean, everybody gets dead at some point in time.
Yeah, exactly. But that's my brush too. Since you can put it in your pocket or leave it on the curb. You know what I'm saying? I'm out, yo.
I don't know her life story, but I do know that she had that money.
Right.
And that money didn't hurt her pocket. It was the principle of it, but you're not getting me to pay for nothing. To come and see, you know.
I did bodyguard work for Jeremiah. It was two chicks. They tried to throw the pussy. And I'm like, and they was fine at the moment. Like you. And I was like, hey, man, all this fine and everything, I need his pockets lined. Some cats is vulnerable for the goobies. Some ain't.
It gotta be good. And not top that. We're gonna finish this next week.